from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. After 22 months, Carnival Liberty is back in Port Canaveral. The ship kicked off a schedule of short Bahamas cruises with itineraries including Nassau, Bimini, Half Moon, and Princess Keys. Liberty was first brought back into service last month from Port Miami when Horizon was taken out of service because of propulsion issues. Carnival has three ships left to resume cruises in North America: Carnival Paradise, Sensation, and Ecstasy. All three are scheduled to restart in the next 2 months. And Carnival is working to expand testing at the terminal for shorter 3- and 4-night cruises. While no rollout date has been announced, the line plans to offer tests to vaccinated passengers for $10. Currently, vaccinated guests must submit an antigen or PCR test taken within 48 hours of embarkation, but this is increasingly difficult due to the Omicron surge. The expanded testing will be limited, and Carnival still encourages passengers to take a test before arriving to the terminal, if at all possible. Last week, the line announced that it'll continue to require vaccinations, testing, and masking until further notice. And finally, Virgin Voyages is in the process of updating its cabins on Scarlet Lady and Valiant Lady. The refreshed cabins will feature new wooden finishings and artwork along with increased storage space. Over half the cabins have already been done on Scarlet Lady, with the project slated to be wrapped up in spring. And Valiant Lady's cabins will be finished before she enters service this March, sailing from the UK. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 1.3, 19.74. Royal Caribbean down a half, 78.71. And Norwegian down a half, 19.95. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.